The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, the Canaanean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This Gospel passage seems like, I don't know, at first glance, perhaps, seems like a bit neutral, like a bit of nothing. Like, okay, we know who the apostles are. So great, why do we have to tell this particular story? But I think it's much more interesting than that. It's much more compelling than that. Because when Jesus calls 12 people to himself, when he calls 12 men from the disciples to be his apostles, he's making a very powerful statement about who he is. He is, and should say, and what he's doing. What he's doing is, he is proposing to embody and initiate a new Israel. And we can imagine, you know, Israel has a very storied history. I mean, perhaps a checkered history as well, but Israel knows themselves to be God's beloved son. They have a special place in the plan of God. And Jesus, by gathering 12 people to himself, by calling 12 apostles, and making the statement that, in fact, he is the new Israel, he's also saying that he's supplanting the Israel of old. This is very controversial. So he's saying that, yes, God does have a special place for Israel in his plans, but we need to remake Israel in order to achieve God's purposes. Rather, he needs to, or I need to, as Jesus, I need to remake Israel in order to achieve God's purposes. And then what we see in the scriptures, right before this gospel passage, we see Jesus casting out demons. And when he casts out demons, the demons say, I know who you are. You're the Son of God. You're the King of Israel. Right? You are the head of the new Israel movement, right? You are bringing to life the kingdom of God. You're the king. And Jesus commands them to be silent because the unclean spirits are not following Jesus' plan. And this is very significant because Jesus' plan is God's plan. And God's plan is to restore all of creation. I say, when I say all of creation, what I mean is God's plan is, yes, it's to give healing. It's to cast out demons. It's renewal that takes place at the spiritual and physical levels. It's a renewal that takes place in the social and cultural and legal and political levels. But how does it happen? right? And this is, I think, a question for us today. I know that we're marking the anniversary of that travesty of a Supreme Court decision, Roe v. Wade, tomorrow, but the March for Life is going on today. And a lot of people question not simply how to make abortion illegal, but how to make abortion unimaginable as a society, as a culture. I mean, how many of us want to live in a world where death and violence mars God's good creation? When we're made for something more, we know that we're made for something more. And all the questions about how do we do this, and we seem to be running out of strength or steam, and when we set our hearts and minds to it, we can only do half the job anyway. And what is it all about? How are we stuck in this the mysterium iniquitatis? How are we stuck in the mystery of sin and weighed down? We can't get beyond it. And what I'd offer is that we have to be willing to be gathered by Jesus, healed by him, and strengthened by him for his purposes. And that has to be true every day of the year, every moment of our lives. Because Jesus is the one who is affecting the transformation of the world. And Jesus is the one who's giving it direction, giving it shape and character. Jesus is the one who's giving it power, the strength of his own life of love that he's pouring into our hearts. So as we think about, especially today, as we think about the renewal of all things, as we think about spiritual renewal, physical healing, as we think about social and cultural and legal and political renewal, it's ours to give ourselves over to the cause of God that is brought close to us in Christ Jesus. Because just as the 12 are called here to be part of Jesus' new Israel movement, we also have been called. Each and every person here has been called into God's service by Christ. He has called you. And if we but go his way, then we will see the renewal of all things in him.